better way to browse music and an amazing locust migration coming up on the Science Update podcast. Science Update comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society, and is sponsored by Science Books and Films, your guide to the best science books, videos, and software. Find out more at www.sbfonline.com. I'm Science Update producer Chelsea Wald. Thanks to iPods, iTunes, and a host of similar interfaces, more and more people are getting their music digitally. Some scientists are working on more sophisticated ways to look for it.
Smarter Music Browsing. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. If you find a song you like online, it can be tough to find others like it. But a powerful new music browser could help. It's called CMAC, and it's spearheaded by Jevia Serra of the Pompeu Fabra University in Barcelona, Spain. Rather than searching for titles and text descriptions, CMAC analyzes the musical properties of a digital audio track.
So we can search for songs that have either a general concept of similarity or a specific one, like search for similar rhythms, or search for similar key signatures, or search for songs that have the same style.
This could please not only consumers looking for fresh tunes, but also independent musicians who could get worldwide exposure without building a big name. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Next on the Science Update podcast, they say beauty is only skin deep, but you can see its effects in people's brains. Studies show that looking at attractive people can stimulate the brain's reward centers. Now, new research shows that the reward depends on sexual orientation.
Sexual orientation in the brain. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. You could spend months trying to figure out if your cute coworker is straight or gay, but armed with photographs of attractive people and a brain scanner, you could tell right away. That's according to a new study from the University of Zurich in Switzerland. Neurologist Alomit Ishai says the giveaway is the brain's orbitofrontal cortex, which is involved in reward. Depending on one's sexual orientation, it reacts differently to attractive male and female faces.
The heterosexual men and the lesbians responded significantly more to female faces than to male faces.
While the orbitofrontal cortex of gay men and straight women lit up for attractive men. Yet regardless of orientation, the participants agreed on which faces were objectively the most attractive. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
When populations are low, desert locusts are nothing more than solitary grasshoppers. But when they get too crowded, they morph into a ravenous swarm and can devastate miles upon miles of crops. Next, we have a story about one locust swarm's remarkable journey.
How locusts conquered the world. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Desert locusts have plagued humans since the dawn of agriculture. Now, evolutionary biologists at the University of Toronto have found that some 4 million years ago, the pests likely made an epic Atlantic crossing as they migrated from Africa to the Americas. All American desert locust species seem to be descended from this one swarm. Nathan Lovejoy says how they did it is a mystery.
People have studied these locusts in wind tunnels, for example, and they don't seem to have enough energy to be able to fly all the way across the Atlantic.
One hypothesis is that dead locusts formed floating mats on the water where the others could rest and eat. Surprisingly, in 1988, another swarm made the trip, riding a storm system all the way to the Caribbean. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
San Francisco and Los Angeles are in the same state, but they are on different tectonic plates, rigid sections of the Earth's crust that move independently. One savvy listener asked what consequences this geological fact has for the future of California.
A tectonic time machine. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Los Angeles and San Francisco are creeping together as their tectonic plates slip past each other in opposite directions. Robert Briggs of Peterborough, England, asked how long it'll be before the cities are next to each other. Stanford geophysicist Mark Zoback did the math for us. San Francisco and Los Angeles are about 300 miles apart, and they move about 2 inches closer each year.
So at the rate at which the North American plate and the Pacific plate are moving past one another, it will take approximately 10 million years for Los Angeles to be across from San Francisco.
He says things could change before then, but chances are they'll continue as they have for the past 10 million years. If you have a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Finally, on the Science Update podcast, places that seem inhospitable to us, like the desert, are home sweet home to other organisms.
Teeming life in the desert. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. If you're looking for teeming, diverse populations of organisms, the desert might be the best place to check. A new survey found that while deserts don't have much in the way of big critters, they have far more varieties of bacteria than even the Amazon rainforest. Many bacteria are adapted to dry conditions and prefer the alkaline pH of the desert to acid conditions of rainforests. And even though they're tiny, bacteria have a big effect on the chemistry of Earth's atmosphere, and knowing where they're most active is important to understanding global climate. In other ecology news, Oregon State researchers have found that forests left alone after a forest fire regenerate more quickly than those that are logged and replanted. They also found that the neglected burned forests are less vulnerable to new fires. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
This has been the Science Update podcast. Subscribe for free at www.scienceupdate.com, where you can browse our archive and submit science questions for our Why Is It feature. You can also call us at 1-800-WHY-ISIT. The Science Update podcast comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Chelsea Wald.